Joining us to talk about U.S. policy toward Taiwan is Merle Goldman of the Fairbanks Center for East Asian Research at Harvard University. Merle Goldman, this latest flap over Taiwan policy was set off by talk of independence there. How strong is the independence movement in Taiwan?
Well, it certainly is an underlying factor in the population, and I would suspect that most people would like to maintain the status quo, which you could say is equivalent to what they have right now. It is a form of independence. So I think it's very strong, but I also think that the population as a whole, and this is does not want to get into any kind of shooting war with the People's Republic of China over this issue.
Well, if the president's remarks, then President Bush's remarks, somehow managed to defuse the most recent crisis, would they be well received in Taiwan, or would people not take kindly to being to hearing this rather blunt warning from Washington?
Well, that's a good question. I'm not sure they'd be well received, but I think at the same time they certainly at this point do not want to get into any kind of shooting war. So it could be that it would be well received.
Can you just explain that the president says that the U.S. supports the status quo, the situation in Taiwan.
Right.
Can you just describe what the status quo is for Taiwan?
Well, the status quo is one in which Taiwan has a democratic political system. It has a free economy. A large part of that economy, by the way, is invested in the People's Republic of China. And on the whole, it has everything except what we would call sovereignty. It is not an independent nation at this point. It's really an ambiguous. Their status is ambiguous. And up to this point, our policy towards Taiwan is one that has accepted this ambiguity. But that has changed with the leader, Chen Shui-bian, talking about a referendum.
Now, we heard Kenneth Lieberthal in Vicky O'Hara's story saying that Washington now has raised the bar for Taiwan. I mean, you can't talk about independence.
That's right.
You can't talk about sovereignty is what the message is.
Right.
Does that constitute a change of U.S. policy toward Taiwan?
Well, I think it does. Verbally, in other words, I think that was always there. But because of the fact that Chen Shui-bian is suggesting that in the election in this coming March, he will also have a referendum about ballistic missiles that are targeted towards Taiwan, I think that has raised the ante. And as a result, the United States felt they had to say something and make their position less ambiguous.
Taiwan historically has had a lot of support in Congress.
Yes.
Can you imagine an attempt to make an end run around the administration by the Taiwanese over this?
I think Congress is going to be very vocal. Some members of Congress are going to be very vocal on this issue. There's no question. They have very good friends in Congress. But I think at this point, nobody wants to in any way encourage anything that might lead to a shooting war between Taiwan and the People's Republic.
We've been talking about U.S. dealings with Taiwan and its position on Taiwan status. What does this say about the current state of U.S. relations with Beijing and with the People's Republic of China?
But it also shows, I think, that the United States believes that it must establish a good relationship with China. We need China certainly on the issue of North Korea. We need to deal with China on the issue of our negative balance of trade with China. We certainly want to keep the area of East Asia a peaceful area, and we see China as a major power in this area to do that. So it's an acknowledgement of China as a major power, certainly in Asia.
Merle Goldman, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Thank you.
Professor Goldman, who is Professor of History Emeritus at Boston University, is now with the Fairbanks Center for East Asian Research at Harvard. She spoke to us from Boston.